Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Lister is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher is he's with a company called Constant Contact, a company I've been telling you about so long that I knew them when they had another name. But they've been in Constant Contact for a long time. He's been with the company for a long time. Chris is Vice President and General Manager of their events marketing business unit. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. Hey, Chris, I knew your company when it was roving years ago. I'm talking 10, 11 years ago. And now it's Constant Contact. It has been for a long time. I also knew you when all you guys want to talk about was email marketing. And
yep.
You got so darn... Go ahead.
That's when I started, when we were just email marketing.
Well, and you guys got so darn good at that, and you said, you know what? We can help people in other ways. And, of course, I've been using your newsletter. I've been sending my newsletter using your services for a long time. In fact, your services gave me my weekend back years ago, Chris. And so now we're using your polling software. You guys are just really spreading out and helping people with their businesses and their lives. But I did not know about the events management thing. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So we came out with the event product probably just about 2 years ago. We just had our second birthday last week. We saw that there was, after talking with our, spent a lot of time talking with the small business market and our customers and understanding what they're doing, what their needs are, and just like you said, how we can help them make their lives easier and hopefully give them some time back. And we quickly heard that about half or 45% of our customers were already doing events of some sort. You know, I'm talking about like networking events or wine tastings or things,
right.
You know, time to get their customers together to learn about new products or services.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed help doing it because they were spending a lot of time, you know, with Excel spreadsheets or paper or what have you, managing the registrants, trying to track to make sure that people who accepted or showing up and checking in and also getting the word out of, you know, needing help to promote their event.
It's not just about putting the food together and having a venue, is it? I mean, the moving parts to something like this is beforehand. Do any good to have a great venue and wonderful food if nobody shows up.
That's exactly it. So huge part about the whole idea of getting the promotion out there and letting people know that they're having the event, and so we help them do that with some invitations that are, you know, based on our email product. Also, help them promote their event in social media, get them on some event directories. So, and they have to do that well in advance, right? So they can get the people coming in. And then it's also not about just before and during, but it's also after. So we give them reporting and insight to help them understand what worked with the event, what didn't, what people liked, and all of that.
Are event planners,
do
professional event planners need this kind of help?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you guys, I know how you guys are. You make this so, you know, somebody like me, even like me could do this. Even I could do work with your stuff. But I mean, people who are pros at this. My first thought was, well, you might be taking business away from them. They might not like you. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, they probably use this.
Oh, no. So if you go, you know, you see some event planners and they're the people that have probably the most amount of paper and the most amount of lists and most amount of different things all over their offices trying to keep, you know, all of these events going. So if you think of small businesses, they may have, a couple events here and there a month. But event planners, they're doing an event, you know, probably every single day or managing an event.
Right.
And so this helps them as well. We're not taking business away. We're actually hopefully helping them grow their business so they have more time to go out and get
more.
Well,
you know what else? You know what else I could see? I could see them meeting somebody. I could see a professional event planner meeting somebody who maybe like I was when I first started my business sober 20 years ago, needing to do an event for my clients, but not having the budget to really take much of their time. I could see them helping somebody like I was in those days with this kind of capability and just sort of nurturing them a little bit. Say, okay, now here, go do this, and let me help you find a software, and, you know, work, you know, make, give them a few suggestions, and then let them pull it off and sort of nurture them, and maybe in a year or two they have the budget to really need somebody to put the hands-on thing. What do you think?
That's exactly it. You know, it's almost like what we did with email years ago. If you remember, before we started with email, email marketing was something that the, quote-unquote, the big boys would do, right?
Right.
It was something that was not affordable and couldn't be attained by the small businesses. And again, with event marketing, we're doing the same thing. Even there's major enterprise-level event management software programs and applications out there. What we're doing is we've, again, brought it down to be attainable and reachable and able to be done by both event planners and just small business folk who, like you said, don't have the budget and therefore weren't able to do it before. Now we give them both the tools and we have an incredible pricing and, you know, it's affordable. And as you know, our whole thing around the support and our one-to-one coaching, again, that same type of model we apply here to event marketing.
Does it integrate with the email programs that we have? For example, if I were trying to do something, I've got a lot of different contact lists on your servers there, my folks. Does it integrate with that?
100%. It integrates not only from a contact perspective, but also even in the email when you're creating a campaign, there's an ability just to click and say, you know, add my event marketing link right into the body of a campaign if you want to, you know, include it as part of your ongoing newsletter.
But what if I've got those contacts in my email client? Do I have to migrate them over to your servers in order to make them work, or will you integrate with my
Outlook or something?
Outlook, one of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, well, what we do is we give you a quick and easy Outlook importer tool, if you will,
that will
just bring those things right in. So
such
you don't
those
have to
names right out of my Outlook and put them right into your server.
You got it.
And give us the website, Christopher.
So it's constantcontact.com/eventmarketing.
Eventmarketing/eventmarketing. Check it out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Christopher. Get him to talk to us a little bit about why you might want to think about doing this. In the opening segment, I was talking about, I was shocked, folks, when I did one of these things for my clients 20 years ago, first time I'd ever done that, I was shocked at how much they liked it. So think about that while we take this break. We'll talk some more with this with Christopher Lister after these messages. He's with Constant Contact. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.